Nestled near the Canadian border in Franklin County, Vermont, the town of Montgomery has a population of about 1,200 people, and it calls itself the Covered Bridge Town. Doha is a bustling city of nearly 2 million, the capital and most populous urban center in the country of Qatar, located in the Middle East on the coast of the Persian Gulf. It is hard to think of two more wildly different places separated by so many thousands of miles. But Ellie Puryear has a foot in both of them, or will very soon. Puryear is 24 years old and grew up on a dairy farm in Montgomery, Vermont, the backdrop for her emergence as one of the best track runners in state history. And she leaves for Doha today to compete for Team USA in the World Athletic Championships. She's taking a little bit of time to speak with us by cell phone this morning. Ellie Puryear, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I want to start first with the race that sort of got you onto that plane to Doha. It was a top three finish running for the New Balance team in Boston. What was that race, and why did you refer to it in an Instagram post as quite possibly the biggest performance of your running career to this point?
It was the U.S. Championship 5K final, and it's something that I wasn't super comfortable with going into the race. I'm not as comfortable in the 5K as I am in the 15 and in the mile, but, you know, the stage was just, like, so packed. Like, there was so many amazing runners and competitors that I was up against, and I think that just competing in that meet and finishing in the top three is, like, a goal that I've had for a really long time. And so to finally accomplish that and to make it the world team was just amazing.
Did you know going into that race that you had to finish at least in the top three in order to qualify to make it to Doha?
I did. I did know that. Leading up to that race, there was definitely a lot of nerves.
I know you've talked about this a lot, and I sort of apologize before asking this question because you probably have to answer this kind of thing all the time, but I do want to talk about you growing up in this, you know, tiny, tiny village and on a dairy farm. You know, you were expected to work the farm, and you did. You're up at 5 o'clock milking the cows, baling the hay, much more. How did that prepare you for what must be some pretty grueling training for competitive running against some of the world's best?
It prepared me really well. I'd say that there's a lot of similarities between growing up on a farm and the training that I'm doing. Just, you know, like working really hard and not being afraid to have a little grit. Those types of things, you know, prepared me. Just like life lessons that I've learned on the farm translate well into training and to preparing for races like these.
When did you realize that running was the athletic endeavor you really wanted to pursue professionally?
It wasn't until late in college that I thought maybe I had a shot at running as a professional.
What do folks in Montgomery, your friends, your family, think about all this? I mean, are you considered, you know, now a local star? I mean, what do they say to you?
I'm still Ellie at home. You know, everybody still knows me as who I was, but there's definitely a lot of people that come up to me and give me recognition, which is really nice, and I appreciate all of their support. Like, I feel like everybody's excited, and I get a lot of warm wishes, so it's really cool to have the support from my community.
I do understand that when you know, really started taking this seriously, you've been running with New Balance in Boston, and you had to leave the farm, and you had, I understand, a very special, I guess you'd call it a pet, that your dad told you, sorry, but I'm not going to take care of this for you anymore. What happened there?
Yeah, when I went to college, I had a couple pigs that I used to take care of. They'd have piglets in the spring, and I'd sell those. It was just kind of a hobby I had in high school, but I was the only one that took care of them. So when I went away, my dad said I needed to sell them because he didn't want to take care of them anymore.
These are the sacrifices you have to make sometimes, right?
Yeah.
All worth it. What are you aiming for when you're in Qatar? Obviously, you would love to finish first in whatever, you know, number of races you take part in. But are you looking at, you know, setting a realistic goal? You're trying to get a minimum kind of finish. What are your goals for going over there?
First of all, it's just to gain experience at this kind of level. I've never, you know, made like a team like this before. So I know it's going to be really new. And obviously, I just want to do the best that I can. So the first goal would be to make the final. So I have to race twice. The first race is on October 2nd. And if I do well there, then I will advance to the final in the 5K. And so that's my first goal. And then from there, it would just be to finish as high as I can.
Ellie Puryear, we wish you the best of luck in Doha, and we'll be watching very closely.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Ellie Puryear is competing for Team USA at the World Athletic Championships next month in Qatar.